Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know. Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends. And I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
And whatever I got to do, I'll do it for you.
She'll put me in an awkward situation.
be saved, nigga, this ain't Groupon. Super dirt up, I'm a lonely. All my bitches know he homie. If I pull up with my bitch hoes, better act like they don't know me. I'm a side bitch's inject. Diamonds clear like Windex. 1 point out of index. Throw your ass like an insect. So you better be cool. Shawty better be nude. When I walk in a room, she knows she fucking with a goon. I get a man at the same time. My third leg got hang time. Bang, 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 bang time. Gay face with his gay sound. P.A. the lead scorer. Got her screaming like a horror. She keep begging me to stop. But she really want more of. Said it's so kind of addictive. But the dick's so addictive. I mean, how could you blame her? Her head don't like Kramer. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One goddamn minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Start shit that I finish. Hard head on list. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me feel tremendous. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You can talk to my pistol. Wait a minute. I got big paper, I'm spinning. I get the flashing on them, I will blast it on them. I mean, any nigga can get it. Got 30 in the extender. I had your bitch in the end zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. I'm so good with the hoes. I pulled up in the rows. With my diamonds blinking like strobes. And a Kanye shirt with hoes. I'm blowing paper like that. My niggas in here strapped. Their boss, you won't bust back. That's why I act how I act. Clear, you niggas ain't really, really with the shit. Hey, got me thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
One goddamn minute.
Wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait.
Start shit that I finish. Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me feel tremendous. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute. Start shit that I finish. Hard head on list. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Yeah. I know we just signed a deal, but I need my advance on the next one, too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Because I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas go foul on you. Man, fuck them all, man, we want it all. Don't get too involved, we gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm breaking leads. They thought I'd die. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper.
Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melon yellow, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. My fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cutty, nigga, they lose.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study. Because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? It's your man, Jonah Bay. You're listening to Consultation Wednesdays, where I answer the questions that you callers have for free every Wednesday. So I hope y'all doing wonderful, magnificent, and great out there. I know I am. And I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flow to me quickly and easily. And I'm so happy and grateful that so happy and grateful that perfect health flows into me quickly and easily as well. And I wish the same for all you listeners. All right, so today's word of the day is adumbrate. And it means report or represent in outline, foreshadow or symbolize. If you're going to use it in a sentence, here go one. When reading a mystery, you can usually spot clues to enumerate the solution. To enumerate the solution. Remember, it means foreshadow or symbolize. So, I don't know, man. That's a crazy-ass word. I don't think I'm going to add that to my repertoire of words, but it's all right if y'all do. You know, some shit, I just, you know, I'm not into using. You know what I mean? But anyway, I wanted to talk about this UCC. Probably never heard of before I start going to the call lines and answering questions. Oh, by the way, it's going to be a short show. I'm sleepy. Been up since very, very early. Haven't went to sleep. So this is going to be a short show. But all right, I put it in the chat and it's called Location of Debtor, which is UCC 9-307. UCC 9-307. And now the location of the debtor. So it says A, place of business. In the section, place of business means a place where the debtor conducts its affairs. So, like if you was dealing with like Bank of America, and you was dealing with the Bank of America in the grocery store, that would be the place of business. Now, for you guys dealing with your trust, it would be your care of address that you use, like maybe your house, right? B, a debtor's location, general rules. Except as otherwise provided in this section, the following rules determine a debtor's location. Number one, a debtor who is an individual is located in the individual's principal residence. So this is what they try to use for your straw man. So they want you to give the address that your straw man is right where you lay your head. I would never do that shit. That's a no-no. Number two, a debtor that is an organization and has only one place of business is located at its place of business. I would tell you with your straw man, your debtor's location, like I taught in the non-UCC, is the courthouse of the county where the debtor was created. So my straw man debtor location is White Plains, New York courthouse. Tells me on the birth certificate. Number three, a debtor that is an organization and has more than one place of business is located at its chief executive office. So once again, we're talking about Bank of America. You would have the debtor would be at the actual Bank of America, not here in Georgia, but in Houston. I'm giving you that example. I don't know if Bank of America is in Houston. All right. Now, the thing that really you should find interesting is H, does it say? Location of the United States. The United States is located in the District of Columbia. 10 square miles, y'all. That's where United States is located. You understand? Y'all live in the Republic. The Republic, the states, the Republic. But here's the thing. This is how they perpetuate the fraud of the straw man. The straw man uses that social, and that social would be one of their outlining minor possessions. So, in the Organic Act of 1871, it says that it's located in the District of Columbia, but it also has its outlining minor possessions, a.k.a. your post offices. That's the United States, right? Social securities, anything that it owns, it has jurisdiction of. But this is one of the ways that they have you under the United States. I told you Monday, in all actuality, your birth certificate literally shows the nationality. You have a nationality. The nationality for me is New Yorker. New Yorker. It's in the style manual. The style manual, United States of America style manual, tells you all 50 states is countries. And you have different nationalities for each country. It's only since they made the Organic Act of 1871 and implemented it in 1933 that y'all became United States citizens, a.k.a. they trying to say you're out of the District of Columbia. But you know for a fact, your birth certificate proves you're not a part of the District of Columbia. Now, what's interesting about it is, I don't know if y'all heard this, the Oval Office is closed, permanently closed. Thought that was interesting. What's that all about? Y'all know the Oval Office is inside the White House, right? Now, it was the Capitol building that was ransacked and bum-rushed, right? So why wouldn't they close that building? That building's not closed, but the Oval Office is closed? The Oval Office is normally when they speak to the chief of staff and all that and make plans to do shit overseas and all that. I find that odd, y'all. I find that really odd. We'll see what's going on. Like I said, Trump vowed that he would be back. He said he would be back. Right? And there's a rumor that he'll be back. What is it? February or April? I can't remember if it's February or April. He wants to do it before they implemented 1871, the new president was sworn in around April. So we're going to see what's going to happen. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's looking real funny that the Oval Office is shut down. But with that being said, let me open up the call lines and talk to y'all. I'm going to 585-328. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah.
What's up?
I'm happy and grateful that large sums of money come to me ASAP, easily. And I'm thankful that I have had the opportunity to get to know you. I have a question for you. Today, It's not pertaining to what you were talking about, but I've been thinking about something.
This is consultation.
I know that,
you can ask
I know you listened to Bobby Hemmett back in the day.
Absolutely.
Do you recall Bobby Hemmett saying this, that if the powers to be were to come against black people, melanated people, that we have something inside us that's so explosive that it would blow this bitch up?
Yes.
You remember him saying that?
Yes.
Now, the way that I see it, what's going on is
now,
COVID and the vaccines and everything. Would you think
you
that they're coming against the people?
No. Let me tell you why. Because they're giving you a choice. They give you a choice whether you're going to take it. They give you a choice whether you're going to put the mask on. They give you a choice. See, what's happening is it's not the government forcing you to do anything, at least not where I live, right? It is businesses that say, oh, you can't come in here unless you do it.
You can't fly unless you have a vaccine.
This is why I said we're going to have to sue these companies. Now, the interesting part is they're going to try to stop us from suing because in a lot of states, the courts are closed. The only way to go to court is through the computer. Now, and of course, you got to write. I don't know about the rest of the states, but here in Georgia, they never close the courts. And let me tell you why. The Constitution says the court shall never be closed. That's why the courts never closed here. All depends on what, you know, your Constitution says, right? Now, with that being said, the story I wanted to tell you was the Moors that were down in New Orleans in that whole area. They were so raw with their magic. Their spirituality, they was messing them people up, them invaders up, right? So they got to the point they knew they couldn't even kill them because to kill them was even worse. That's where they got in Star Wars where they said when he killed Obi-Wan Kenobi, he said, I'm going to be 10 times stronger in death than I was in life, right? Start messing them up. Now, so it got so bad and so many of them was dying through the magic, the spirituality, that they stopped killing them. And what they did was grabbed them up, especially the women, grabbed them up and started taking them to the islands. And they marooned them. This is why Jamaicans, they'll tell you they come from the Maroons. Those was the people that came from the mainland that was marooned on the islands because of the witchcraft. So, yeah, it will come back out if they ever really assaulted us. And you got a whole bunch of people, especially people that got consciousness that's into the Orishas. You feel me?
Oh, yes.
They're into their ancestors. I'm one of them.
I'm one of them, too.
Yeah, it ain't going to be good. See, we are at our best when we're under pressure. When our back is up against the wall. So they make sure they never push us. Because that's when God comes.
You know, I really felt like they were coming against us, you know, and that's what popped into my head about what Bobby Hemmett had said. But
well, think about this, man. Look how many people chose Joe Biden. Melanated people.
Yeah, right.
And he the main one who wants to bring it. They had a choice. They are willingly doing it. Look how many people it's 181 people that died from this vaccination already. And they're lining up to do it. You know, they claim that Hank Aaron lined up and took
it. Yes. He got the shot 2 weeks ago, and now he's dead.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, especially when people are taking, listen, I know they're putting it on social media and all that, talking about you're going to be forced to take it. You're not. The government can't force you to do nothing. Right? It would be against a straight violation of your rights. So they're going to make the companies do it. They're going to take away what we love so much in America, convenience. They're going to make it inconvenient for you not to have it. Now, I already told y'all, if y'all wait long enough, the black market will produce something like a card or whatever, where you won't have to take it. You're just going to have to be patient. There will always be a choice. But if you can't see the choice, I mean, look at it this way. Look at how they did, especially young black men.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give us no jobs or anything, right?
Right.
So that's forcing you, if you want money, just to survive, either you're going to have to sell drugs,
mm-hmm.
go to the army, or become a cop, which is mm-hmm. the same as going to the army, right?
Yeah.
That's the choices they give you. But you got way more choices than that.
Well, us that are conscious, we know we got more choices than what
you know how many people's parents say some dumb shit like go to college or go to the army, one or the other.
Mhm.
At 18. Yeah, so you know what I mean? A lot of us melanated, undeclared Moors go against the very principle of us living. We fighting ourselves. We are the ones that's keeping this shit going. So if you ask me if it's a blind attack, it's a straightforward attack, no. And I'm talking about the majority of undeclared Moors agrees with this system.
Yes, yes. They're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfort.
I mean, don't you realize if you take a benefit from the government, then you are straight up a United States citizen. You don't have the right to complain about anything.
Yes, I know that if you take benefits, that's what you are. You're agreeing and you're a citizen. Well,
yeah.
Well,
the problem is even conscious Moors got jobs and they're using their social. This is why I'm coming with my webinar, which is going to show y'all how to become contractors through the trust.
Well,
yeah,
I appreciate learning from you and hanging with the build and everything, because me and Dominique gonna see this thing out to the end.
I already know.
Okay.
I already know.
We gonna see this thing out until the end, and I had to call on one of the Orishas this week. You know. Papa Legba, you know, the opener of the way, and what I asked for them to do, it didn't take long. When
right.
he opened the door, I asked them, don't open the door, bust it down, okay?
Right.
Open up the way for everything, your paperwork, when you say all roads lead to court. Yep. AAA bar in charge of those roads that lead to court. So we're going to see
Absolutely.
This thing through to the end.
Yes.
And thank
All
you,
right,
Jonah.
No problem. And wonderful talking to you. Glad that you called in. You know, you normally have your daughter call in.
I'm calling in now. I'm getting a little more comfortable.
Good. I say.
Okay. Peace and love, right, Jonah.
Peace and love. I bad entertain got questions. Bad entertain, I'm gonna need you to put your questions in the chat, not in the private chat, but the regular chat, or call in and tell me you called in and what your number is, and I'll find you and answer your questions. Okay, it says hello there. What are all the documents to use when rebutting the charges the court sent? Will I just do a 5.1 challenge and not move forward into the answer to the question, or is there more than just the send or use a motion to intervene with the injunction? Same thing. Could I send my cop? All right, listen. I don't want you to move into the rule 5.1. What I want you to do is do a motion of discovery. You want discovery. That's the first thing you do. They don't answer your discovery. They don't give you discovery. You ask them 2-3 times. They're going to try to move forward with the case, and you're going to say, I can't move forward. Y'all haven't given me discovery. And the Constitution secures my right to know who's making the accusations and what evidence and what's the charge, which y'all call discovery. So I'm not participating in none of this shit until I get discovery. They're going to then try to tell you you need to get a lawyer to get your discovery. And you're going to show them in your Constitution, the Bill of Rights, where it says you can go to court with a lawyer or without, or both. Okay? That's what you need to do. All right. Let me go to the next caller. I'm going to 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Jonah.
Hey, what up, God?
Sound well. Sound very good. Happy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I had a late night last night too, you know? Took some sarsaparilla.
Right.
Some sarsaparilla to me and my girl, and we both woke up at like 2 a.m, like, oh, I'm rested. Couldn't
right.
get back to sleep.
Right. Yeah, it was sort of like that, man. I feel you.
Yeah. But yeah, good health and, you know, abundance and everything's going well. We got our foreign trustee and she got a 9-8. Yes, it was. So in the last show, she made a mistake. She didn't really look at the. She said that you can't call in, but she didn't call the right number. You're supposed to call the international number when you call in.
Right.
Not the 800 number. Right.
Right. And it does say that in the manual now. It does say that they don't have an 800 number for that anymore.
Yeah, but so there was that, and then I had a question. So when you I'm trying to do my trust in California.
Right.
And is it better when we do the declaration to just to put the foreign trustee in there right away?
I would not put my trustee in right away. The reason being is, all right, perfect example. Wifey, right? She has, when I did hers, she was the trustee for her trust, right?
Right.
And now her sister is the foreign trustee that lives in Antigua, right? Now, when you go to open up a bank account, they're going to want to deal with the trustee. So all you do is hand them the first declaration and not the new one with the foreign trustee where you amended it. So you can get the account open.
Oh, okay. Well, so they're going to, they're not going to accept the what do you call it? The authorized representative.
They've been tripping on that. They supposed to, in some places do, but they be tripping. So I'm giving you another.
Oh, I remember
another
that.
Way.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, his brother had a run in. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that on the show. Okay.
Right. And yeah, that's the thing, y'all. I make the webinar and I give y'all the laws and how to do it. But if you need updates and stuff like that, you're going to get those updates on the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. It was something. Nah. That's good. Yeah, just, you were talking about, I've been seeing on the Instagram, everybody's posting Biden in some, he's in like a studio, right? And then the Secretary of State, it's like his studio or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
one of the secretaries.
The Oval Office that he is in, Biden, is a studio, and it got different furniture and all that.
The background and
yes,
like, it was like a parking lot. In the wind, out the window is a parking lot.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, I saw. I was gonna tell you about this one documentary, A Hypernormalization. And it goes into like all hyper normalization.
Right.
And it goes into the everything, how everything is manipulated, like, and it's all like actors and like where like the thing with Russia, like Russia being this big enemy. Back in when Reagan was around,
mm-hmm.
and how Russia was like in economic decline, like there was no way they were any threat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had gotten people involved who were experts in theater in the government, and they were messing with their own people, like. People didn't know what
all government, is theater. Matter of fact,
right.
They say the whole straw man is theater.
Right.
It's all a stage.
It's
because the only way to control the people is control their mind, so they do it through witchcraft and staging stuff and rituals. Listen, this is why I've went into Cyclomancy, because it's time for y'all to tap into y'all's magic, because these moms, they crazy, and you gotta fight fire with fire.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, get the energy flowing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop participating in their rituals. But wonderful talking to you, brother. Peace, God.
Yo, wait. I had one more question. I actually just remembered. So let's say we want to have a bunch of us have our estates online, and we wanted to do like a joint venture.
You would do a confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Confederacy.
A Confederacy, not like a trust where we do shares and each one.
We already got a trust. Our trust would come together as a Confederacy.
A Confederacy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Peace, God. Complication
on that then. Peace, God.
I'm gonna do a show on it. I'll do a show. See, what y'all gotta remember, your trust is your family. Families come together and form nations. And families come together and form confederations. This whole shit is about being a confederation. What document did we have before there was a constitution? Articles of Confederation. Right? Now, Bad Entertainment, you ain't nowhere near ready for that type of stuff. Especially when you're asking me about doing the DBA. I got a question on doing the DBA with the county. Do filing it with the state have the same effect of doing it in the county if you cannot do a DBA in the county? Yeah, it's supposed to. Like in Florida, everything is filed in Tallahassee. It's not filed at the counties. So in Florida, your DBA would be the same on the state level. All right. Then it said, did he do the EIN webinar yet? No, I did not do any webinar yet. You will know when I'm doing it because I will advertise for it all over the place before I have it. What I've been doing is getting y'all acclimated to the information so y'all know, damn, I better get on this webinar when it comes up. Now, Stalin Mind One asked, and yeah, I'm getting these questions from the chat, y'all. I'm having a problem with this child support. I filed a few affidavits, but I'm waiting for a response and advice on the process. Now, I don't know if you did the, you go to jonahbay.com and pick up child support injunction template. But see, what y'all got to realize is it's a million one ways to stop child support. I'll give you one right now. If you was to do an affidavit of it, you this the evidence you need. And I used to break this down inside the seminars all the time. You got a congressional records that says that the Bible is the word of God. Right? You're going to go get that, a certified copy of that. You can get the certified copy of the Year of the Bible from Joey. Joey has certified copies. And I have one too, but I don't sell them or do anything with them. You're going to have to deal with Joey with that. And with the Year of the Bible, then you have what is called, you just Google. And you Google child support law 666. And it'll come up 42 USC 666. That goes against the Bible, y'all. That's the mark of the beast. So with Congress creating a law saying that the Bible is the word of God and they're not allowed, all throughout the Constitution talks about you have the right to your religious beliefs. There's no way they can force you to be into child support when that shit is 666, the mark of the beast. That's the first way I would attack it. Okay? Now you're going to get, like I said, you're going to get your shits certified copies, get them authenticated and put it in and then write an affidavit of truth saying that it goes against your religious beliefs. that you cannot do child support. And then you also pull up the verse from the Bible where it says, kids must honor thy father and thy mothers, and their days shall be long upon this earth. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that parents got to honor the damn kids. Because let's keep it real. Let's just talk logically. Logically, the kid just got on the planet. The kid is not a producer of anything yet. So what am I saying? The creditor of a kid is the kid's parents. The parents takes care of the kid, takes care of the child. The child owes the parents money. The parents don't owe the child money. Okay? And you should know that because a woman can put the kid up for adoption and not go to jail. See, and that's what's so messed up about child support, right? The woman has the option of opting out being a mother at any time. Even after the baby's born, they can put the baby up for adoption. Where the man has no way of opting out. That's not equality. You know what I mean? That is not equality. So that's wrong. That has to be changed. But let me go back to the call lines. I'm going to, let's see. I don't know if I did this one or not. 702-807. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Jonathan.
What up, God?
What up, God?
I'm good, man. Great. Wonderful, man. Everything is great, man. Yo, bro. Let me tell you something, man. It's so great to hear. But you, bro. Real talk, bro. It's so great to hear a woman's voice on the call. And then she's an elder at that. And she's on this shit hard.
Thank you.
Yo, bro, that's gangster. Because we don't, you know, bro, I be like, yo, where the women at? That's like they falling back in the back. I know y'all there, but y'all need to come out. We need to feel that. We need to feel that. That we need that. Us men need that. Real talk. Because then we know that, you know, it's reaching there. It's, you know, you're listening. You're not just hearing, you listen. And you tune in. And I love what he said, God. He said, we going all the way with you. Like, this is real shit. And I'm glad that she's in tune with that and doing that. That's just, whew. Bro, you touching all genres, bro. That's the beautiful thing about it, because we need everybody. It ain't about just us, bro. You know, it's about us as a nation, as a whole, like you told the brother. Like, bro, this is a federation. We already know that. You can drop that shit, bro, with the federation.
Right.
Real
right,
tough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With the press and everything, bro. See, this is the thing, Jonah. See, I think you do, but, I want to tell you this, bro. But when you drop what you drop on us out here, a lot of us, we taking it further. You know, because you're dropping what's on it. We're thinking outside the box. That's what I'm saying, bro. We're thinking way outside of what the norm is. You feel what I'm saying? And this is why people are coming out right now the way it is, because now they're seeing what you're dropping. It's like, yo, this shit all makes fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? This shit makes sense. So, but I mean, it's crazy. Now, I'm going to say this, Jonah. I got a question for you. Because he dropped some shit Monday, but that was a hell of a fine show, man. Real talk.
Thank you.
Real talk. That shit was bananas, bro. I went back and listened to that show again. I was like, whew, what you got was crazy. But this is the thing that I wanted to ask you, though. When we go and do the task force in the spirit of man, what do we need to give them? Because this needs to be very clear, because we're about to do this.
Ask that again.
I said, when we go do the passport in the foreign name with the EIN number, what do we need to submit them? Do we need to, can we just send it in, or we need to go in person?
No. I thought that's what you asked. When you do the passport and you put it in your Moorish name, you would have already had to do your name.
Okay.
Now, when you do your name change, right?
Right.
You could. It's two ways you can go about it.
Ways you can go about it.
If you already
went on EIN online,
IRS website,
and got
the EIN. As your store man's name.
Your store man's name.
You could use that EIN.
You could use that EIN.
In lieu of your social. Or you can give them the 9-8-EIN. On the same application.
On the same application.
But
it will take you longer, and they will come back and ask you for the soldier.
Because they need to make the bond.
Right.
And of course, you know they can't make no bond.
They can't make no bond
off the 9-8
Off the 9-8 Right. Okay. So what do we? So what do we give? So we have to give them our DC.
I told y'all
the social
ain't that important.
The social ain't that important.
Not no more. You're going into trust.
Not no more. You're going into trust.
Right? So
right? Okay.
You can give them the social,
and
you're still gonna be into trust.
Gonna
put you
into
as
trust.
A national
is
the explanatory statements.
The explanatory
I showed y'all that. I read a little bit of it.
Right. Okay, so we still gonna have to show them. Okay, so I'm just saying about the DC. Okay, but I see what
you're saying.
I just want to know.
Someone asked me, could they give them the ID? As an ID. Come
as
on, man. You gonna
Come
give
on,
these
man.
Niggas the government a fucking fake ID? Really? What the
really?
Fuck bullshit you want?
What the fuck bullshit you want?
Nigga, just lock me up.
Nigga, just
take
lock
me
to
jail. Jail.
Take me to jail.
Throw away the key. Y'all niggas are so used to doing fraud. It ain't even fucking funny.
It ain't even fucking funny. You ain't lying, bro. That's what they used to.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
And you don't even teach none of that shit.
You know what I mean?
Peace, God.
Everyone's complaining about your you got me on speaker. It's an echo. I'm going to 719-301. This is my last call. I'm out.
Peace to the God. I'm so happy and grateful for the large sums of money and great health that flows to me quickly and easily. So let me get straight to the questions. So with the W-9, from what I'm understanding, the purpose is to pretty much certify that you qualify for tax avoidance, and that's how you basically invoke it. So with,
I love
you know
the
how
way you put that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man,
I love
you already know.
You 100%, they can't come at you talking about you doing tax evasion. You're absolutely doing tax avoidance.
And, you know, you've always told us that tax avoidance is a legal thing. Like, it's real.
It is.
But it wasn't until you put us into this W-9 that I read the verbiage of it, and it tells you, hey, this is meant for you to avoid any type of legal proceedings when it comes to taxation. And you broke it down that they can only assess you when you don't create that certification. by snitching and using the 1099 forms. Yep. So in the past, people used to, I'm sure you're aware of this, when people fuck up and think they're doing something right, where they send the courthouses the W-9 and say, give me your EIN. Like, people straddle the fence. They don't really know how to really use this. So since this is used to qualify for things of that nature, can this be used for court cases if you have your trust set up, like if they got child support and shit like that going on?
Yo, now, you're thinking. You're definitely thinking. Because a court is what?
A bank.
Exactly. Who are you supposed to give that number to? I mean, that W-9 to?
Supposed to give it to the administrator in the chambers. For mine, just my thought.
I mean, you're supposed to give it to any financial institution, and the court is one.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure my thought wasn't too far-fetched. I'm not trying anything because I don't have that.
It is not.
Okay.
For instance, people who are doing their trust, even when you do your warranty deed,
mm-hmm.
you should have gave them a W-8 with the warranty deed.
Okay, claiming that treaty. Okay. Constitution is how you invoke the treaties. Got you. And that ties into the home exemption thing. Okay.
Yes.
Got
you. I mean, guaranteed they ain't even charging the trust no taxes anyway, but...
Right.
You know, you just handle shit properly. Because here's the thing. If they don't know how to do the tax forms, you do it for them so that they don't do those information forms.
Right. And that is the important part that I got out of that certifying form, that W-9. If you don't speak up, they speak up for you. And that's when they start trying to railroad your ass. Okay. Got it. So my other question is that 9-307 location of the debtor that you just, you know, put us on. You know, they say they're trying to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, even though we know they're all 14th Amendment. So what effect does that practically have? Does that change anything when it comes to it?
Great question. All right. All the states are 14th Amendments. The ones that you're dealing with are what mm-hmm. we call what? Municipal corporations. So, of course, it's trying to become a state as in a state as a municipal corporation. But it's already a municipal corporation. They just want you to believe that it is a state so it could have citizens. Because we're waking up to fraud.
Right. Okay. It's another art of. Okay, it's another art of war tactic of distraction.
You gotta remember who are you fighting against. Who is the deep state?
Right.
Who is the powers that be? The powers that be are the bankers and the long-term politicians.
That's true. Absolutely true. Oh, so I got a question, another one. So we know we can dismiss a case by invoking like a speedy trial, right? Now, what do you do in a situation where you basically kick their ass and they're just not saying anything? Like the judge is not giving any order and the case is just sitting. It's been about maybe 3 months now. So I don't know if I'm just in a rush. I'm the plaintiff, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a credit dispute situation. So,
okay.
It's 3 months of them not saying it.
I'm sorry, I'm sleepy.
Hell no. I know my voice can be monotone sometimes, so that doesn't help.
I'm doing a short show tonight because I'm sleepy as hell. I only did it because I set up the show so early when I got up this morning, right? And that was like really last night. And I said, man, I got to do it. Everyone expected me to get on. I got to get on. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But,
Dedication.
I'm sleepy as fuck.
All right, then. I'll save that for later then because, you know, that's some other shit. So I'll save that for later. And I'm going to say, man, on the spiritual note that lady spoke about it first, that's important. And we got to learn how to use, you know, the plants and herbs and make shit work because these things exist.
Absolutely.
Like they're
absolutely,
real,
man.
Real
shit. Well, if you remember years ago, I always told y'all to put that frankincense and myrrh on your paperwork and wear it every day. You see what I'm saying? Because frankincense and myrrh and all that's coming from the Bible, the Quran, and it's really herb of the field. That's what it's made out of.
Yes, and we got to learn about the planetary correspondence, too, because that's the Sun and Saturn right there. And those have influence on court cases and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Appreciate what you do. Thanks for your dedication. Thanks for coming on, even though you've been tired. Good fortune, great wealth, and hundreds of millions of dollars, a sediment check, and wealth and good fortune to you at all the time, Jonah. Peace to the God.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Well, I know I try to get as many questions answered as possible tonight, but that's my show, man. Tune in next week. We're going to go heavily back into the Cyclomancy book. I didn't have time to read a little passage from it today. And all that. Remember, we're working on our magic, working on our mind, control our body and our surroundings. And we're going to learn these rituals to do to make our lives better in every way. But thank you for tuning in. I enjoyed talking to y'all tonight. I love you. And I'll see y'all next week. We out of here. Peace, gods.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments, and I'm all be coming to me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen.